as the Jackets enter the half court. Lang Cable right wing. Laster curls on the baseline. Theobald on the penetration. Kicks it over for Kyle Krim, number three, the freshman guard on the floor for Morristown. And going to the rim, the Jackets score again.
Well, Laster's nerves are past. He's playing ball right now.
He has seven. Morristown, a 19-15 lead. Holmes for three, no good. Rebound kicked out to midcourt where Trexler catches it as it comes to the timeline.
Morristown's got to get that rebound. It went right through two guys.
Nose penetrating, backing his way in on Langcable. Up and under move. Kicks it on the opposite wing. Holmes a baseline drive and runs over Laster for another offensive foul.
Morristown's done a good job the last 3 weeks of taking the charge, drawing that offensive foul. So far they've got two here and a big foul on Southwood with Dallas Holmes.
Team foul number two on Southwood, both in the last two possessions and both of the offensive variety.
Big trip here, Morristown with a chance to go up six or seven.
Laster on the perimeter right, picks up the dribble. Langcable to flash at the free throw line, put it on the floor. Roberts took the dribble away. Blair rolling on the floor, trying for a timeout, and eventually gets it from the official across the way. Blair was in such urgency to call the timeout, I thought he was going to roll and travel, but he did, for the most part, stay on his backside.
Well, so far, I think Langcable still working through some nerves, maybe. Morristown up four with nothing from Hayden offensively. You got to feel pretty good about that.
Giant FM sports coverage of today's 1A state championship being brought to you by Runyon Repair and Tire, Copper Kettle Inn, Morristown Manor, Gordon Ag Group, and by FOC Heating and Cooling. 30-second timeout taken by Southwood to save the possession. And now the Knights with the ball, 70 seconds left to go in this first period. Trexler, the point guard, front court. Alley-oop Trexler, the tip, left it short. He was falling away from the rim. Theobald the rebound. He'll bring it up front court. Bring it onto the wing. Kyle Krim, a catch-and-shoot three, missed everything. And the rebound by Carson Blair. And Morristown fans who had a good look at it were going, oh, right from the start. Here's Holmes beating two defenders. But Krim from behind knocks the dribble away. Picked up by Laster. He'll lead the break. Leave it for Strebel, who finishes on the left side.
Logan Laster is playing at a high level right now, John.
Blair, top of the key, short on the two, rebound fought for, tracked down by Roberts. Southwood trailing by six, we're down to 20 seconds. Nose at 6'4", will dribble it out onto the perimeter. Coming to the ball is Blair. Blair, airborne, gives it off for Nose. He'll take it right to the rim, strong finish with the right hand. Nose has eight. Morristown with five. Three. Theobald across the lane gives it to Laster. Langcable at the buzzer off the front rim as time expires. 8 minutes in the books from Bankers Live Fieldhouse on the BP Knockout scoreboard. Morristown 21, Southwood 17. You're listening to the 1A state championship on Giant FM Sports.
FM Sports.
Southwood basketball to begin the second period of play. Morristown still gathered on the bench.
Well, the TV timeouts are longer.
Usually they hold the teams back, though, so Southwood entered the court of play not realizing it. Morristown defensively, man-to-man, ready to begin the second period.
Strevel and Langcable with one foul. That's really the only fouls of note here, the only two fouls on Morristown in that first quarter.
Trexler at the point, being defended by Theobald. Gives it up on the left wing for Roberts. Blair to the basketball, top of the key, defended by Strevel. He'll find Nose. A pass in the paint, tipped. Trexler recovered it, out to Roberts, and Ethan Roberts, at 4.8 points per game, knocks down a three.
Well, you don't want Roberts to start knocking down threes, but he does. Southwood still in a really a high 2-3 zone, making it hard for Morristown to get it entered.
Langcable around the horn, holding out front is Laster. Roberts jumps out to defend the point guard. He'll put it on the floor, lofted alley-oop for Strebel, and over the zone, Strebel the catch and the lay-in. good for two.
That's two kids who have played a lot of basketball together, caught eye contact, and Laster with a beautiful pass.
Blair will penetrate, jumper in the paint, no good. He'll back tap the rebound to Matthew Nose. He'll miss the three. Laster the rebound, and here come the Jackets front court. And a foul backcourt on Ethan Roberts.
Well, Laster right now with three field goals, three rebounds, and four assists to start this game.
Third team foul on Southwood. Morristown possession inbounding in midcourt. Laster has to come all the way to the basketball as Roberts tracks him backcourt. Langcable with a touch high on the left wing. Alley-oop, opposite side. Strebel for two more on the other side of the rim.
We've been seeing it all year. These fans in Bankers Life are seeing how good this team is right now.
25-20, Morristown. Here's Holmes backing his way in. Tries to step through. Lofts it off the glass. No good. Theobald had the dribble taken away backcourt. And Ethan Roberts missed the layup. That Theobald again pulled down the rebound. And Morristown averts a mini disaster in the backcourt. Laster ahead for Langcable. Langcable, high post area, Laster. Dribble knocked away from behind by Ethan Roberts, and Morristown turns it over. Blair crosses over right to left hand to give to Trexler, and he scoops it, intended for Nose, picked off by Langcable. Langcable behind the back, bounce pass, Strebel the finish. Eli Strebel with a 14-point start to the first half.
7 of 8 from the field.
27-20. Here's Blair pressing the issue. His tough double-pump banker is good. Carson Blair's second field goal. He has four. 27-22, Morristown. Laster, Strebel. In the corner, Theobald in the paint. Double-pump rejected by Holmes, and the ball came back down off Theobald out of bounds. Southwood basketball.
Feels like Morristown should be up more than five right now, but 27-22.
Kyle Krim makes his way down to the scorer's bench. Trexler for Holmes. Left-handed dribble. Elevates. Throws it baseline to Nose. Reverse layup. Will not go. Rebounded away by Laster. Laster on the crossover. Beats Trexler. Gets down into the paint. Double pump to the rim. Good for two. Logan Laster. He has nine. The Morristown lead is seven. Blair beating three defenders. Blocked on the way up by Carlton. Theobald loose ball rebound. Up court. Laster, a perimeter jumper. In transition, Laster for three. Timeout, Southwood. We have enjoyed picking on Logan Laster simply because he's shown the desire to take the three. Well, now he's making the three.
I'm telling you what, Strebel and Laster are playing at a tremendously high level right now. I mean, Morristown is passing, Morristown's scoring, and they're shooting at a very, very high percentage. And albeit without Hayden Langcable in the scorer's book yet, but he's had three big assists here in the second quarter.
And this is the first time, obviously, we've seen Southwood in a broadcast. We've been through articles. We've been through little bits of video here and there. I know Southwood is very good in one-on-one, but that's about all that's worked. And while they were beating Morristown off the dribble in the first period, if that goes away... Yeah. Where's the offense right now?
Well, and that's why I talked early about maybe getting into a tightly packed zone if you're Morristown. Make them hit from the outside, and then you can readjust if you have to. But if they're just going to continue to get around you defensively, boy, I'd change it up. Make them hit from the outside. Show me that they can do that. But whatever Morristown changed and is doing right now, it's working well enough. They're up 10.
Morristown, 14 of 25 from the field, 56%. That includes 12 of 14 combined by Laster and Strebel.
Yeah, they're shooting it really, really well. Nose is 4 for 6 for Southwood. Trexler, 3 for 4. Blair's made a couple of tough individual moves, but he's 2 for 7. They have not substituted one time. Morristown has Krim on the floor, and he's been their only sub that's entered the game today.
Krim will be on the floor when the team comes off the bench. No changes in place for Southwood as they get set to break huddle at the end of this TV timeout. 4:57 left to go in the first half, and Morristown has opened up a 10-point lead. at 32-22.
10 assists for Morristown already. Krim Theobald with one, Lang Cable with three, Strebel with one, and Laster with four for the Jackets. And on the other side, only three assists for Southwood.
And that's why I'm questioning Southwood's offense even further. They average better than 15 assists per game, just like Morristown, but we haven't seen that passing capability to this point.
Well, it looks like Morristown's going to come out into a 2-3 zone here with Strevel and Karim on top. Brenneman's also now in the game, manning the middle.
Daniel Brenneman, the 6'4 senior, makes his first appearance, and Morristown does go 2-3 as Southwood brings it front court. Blair right wing, Trexler up front. Bad pass intended for Blair. They tip it around, and finally Southwood able to recover it. Left of the key is Trexler. Blair with a touch. Trexler will try a three. It's short. Rebound. Holmes got a hand on it and finally secured it. Now turns and shoots and scores. A long two by Dallas Holmes. First field goal for Holmes, averaging 17 points per game. Had 23 in the win over top-ranked Blackhawk last week. Strebel, cross-court pass, Lang Cable. So far, 0 of 5 shooting for Lion Cable. In the high post, Krim. Baseline, Brenneman missed the shot. Does get his own rebound. Throws it out to Strebel for Lion Cable. Driving, bangs into the defender. Good for two on the tough shot by Lion Cable going to the rim. Southwood with a quick run down court. Nose baseline. Carlton curls him back out.
He just barely curled him out, but nice job by Carlton to shut that baseline off.
A three, nothing but net by Carson Blair. There's Wabash County's all-time leading scorer with his seventh point. 34-27 Morristown. On the perimeter up top is Krim. Carlton working the high post now. Strebel left wing. Penetrating move. On the right wing, it's Lang Cable. In the corner, Strebel. Lang Cable, a catch and shoot three. Too hard, nose on the rebound. Laster and Theobald waiting at the scorer's bench. Blair with it. Left side, Trexler. Passed up an open three against the zone. Holmes to Trexler. Cut off on the dribble baseline, brings it back out front. Roberts for Blair. Holding top of the key. Nose in the right corner. Under 3 minutes left to go, first half. Morristown leading Southwood, 34-27. Blair, another three. Too long. Roberts steals the rebound. He'll bring it out for Nose. Nose between the circle with Holmes. Skip pass. Nose fakes a pass in the corner. Goes right back left side with Trexler. High post catch for Holmes. Step through, and he traveled. Did the head fake, tried to kind of up and under Brenneman, and that pivot foot came off the floor.
TV timeout.
Substitutions in play. We'll touch on the change in the roster when we come back. With 2:34 left to go, first half, BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Morristown 34, Southwood 27 from the 1A state championship on Giant.
Giant FM Sports. Brought to you by Heritage Automotive every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Giant FM Sports High School Basketball brought to you in part by Christian Electric. Big enough to handle any problem, small enough to care. 2:34 remaining first half. 34-27, Morristown a 7-point lead. And the basketball as Logan Theobald and Logan Laster back on the floor, joining Kyle Krim, Trevon Carlton, and in the corner, Hayden Langcable, who takes it into the post where Laster's drive is rejected away by Holmes into the front court, Southwood with Trexler. Holmes holding top of the key. Trexler comes to the basketball, defended there by Theobald. Goes down to the free throw line, rips through, finds Nose on the wing. Nose will take a three, do it off the dribble, front rim it, bounces on the rim three more times, loose ball recovered by Theobald, he'll give to Laster. Laster, front court, beating a defender, floater to the rim, Laster, underhanded scoop for two. 36-27, the Morristown lead now at nine. Roberts holding on the wing as Morristown goes back into man-to-man. Blair got a look at a three, but he couldn't knock it down. Theobald the rebound. He'll give for Langcable. Langcable up court. Laster a catch-and-shoot three. Rimmed it out. Rebound Nose. And the 6'4 forward will run it front court. crossing over Theobald, takes him baseline, and Theobald with a swipe down at the ball, going to be called for the reach-in foul.
Nose is really good at going to his left on that left side of the floor. Theobald had him in front of him, but swiped down. He was a little undersized there if Nose decided to go up.
Roberts will sit down. Southwood with a change. Morristown with a change as well, as Eli Strebel is back in the game at an alley-oop to Trexler, who was able to pull it in and hang on with one hand as he got it through the rim for two. Trexler with his fourth field goal. He has nine. And Morristown with a ball on the sideline, bobbled away. Falling onto his back is Strebel. The whistle blows. I thought maybe they'd say he was on the line. They call him for traveling, and Morristown turns it over. The change for Southwood a moment ago, 6 foot junior Luke Weiner, number 24. Blair with a bomb of a three from way outside. High off the rim, no good. Rebound Trexler into the paint, lost the dribble. Ahead to Laster, bounce pass behind, and the two-handed slam by Langcable.
All right, Hayden, let's do this now.
38-29, Morristown by nine. Southwood for Trexler. On the perimeter, Holmes, a three, straight on, no good. Rebound, Langcable. He'll push it up court, behind the back, lost Trexler at midcourt, to the rim, scoop up, no good. Holmes, the only defender, gets the rebound. He's got players ahead. Alley-oop for Nose, who nearly threw it away. Trexler put it to the rim for Nose to lay it in. He was off the rim a foot or two, decided to give it back to Trexler, and the Morristown defender able to deflect it out of bounds.
Southwood got away with one there.
In the corner, Holmes, a baseline drive, and he ran out of room, stepping out of bounds.
I've got Southwood with nine turnovers so far, Morristown with only three.
Morristown 38, Southwood 29, and the final 20 seconds of the half with Langcable passing up court. And the ball deflected by Southwood out of bounds off Theobald. And the Jackets again with an uncharacteristically bad pass that results in the turnover. So now Southwood with 16 seconds left in the half. Trexler, Nose on the wing. He wants to drive on Carlton, leaves it at the free throw line for Weiner to Blair for three, around and out. Rebound Langcable with two. Half-court heave on the way. Off and over the backboard as time expires. Halftime from Bankers Life Fieldhouse. On the VP Doc Shop scoreboard, Morristown 38, Southwood 29. Our H&R Block halftime on the way on Giant FM.
Get the inside story on Giant FM Sports.
Halftime brought to you by H&R Block with tax solutions to fit your needs. 38-29, Morristown by 9 over Southwood here at the break in the 1A state championship. And I get the feeling Morristown coulda, shoulda led by more here at the break.
Yeah, they let a couple opportunities late there get away. But for the most part, Morristown, after a slow start defensively, and a slow start by Hayden Langcable, is in great shape here, 38-29.
Eli Strebel, 16 first half points. Logan Laster with 14, making up the major part of the Yellow Jackets scoring here at halftime. Hayden Langcable and Trevon Carlton, each with two field goals apiece and 4 points. Morristown has not taken a free throw in this first half. For Southwood, they're being led by Peyton Trexler with nine, but seven of those came in the first period, and most of those were very early in this contest. Matthew Nose with eight. All of those were in the first period. Seven from Carson Blair. Three by Ethan Roberts. And a basket for two by Dallas Holmes. Southwood one of two at the free throw line. Morristown a 21-17 lead after one. And the Yellow Jackets win the second period by five. Now lead by nine. 38-29.
Well, Southwood not shooting the ball quite as well as Morristown. 13 of 32, 40% from the field. Two three-pointers both by Carson Blair. One by Blair and one by their defensive guy, Ethan Roberts, excuse me there. 2 of 14, 14%, 1 of 2 from the line. Morristown, 17 of 34, 50% from the field, 4 of 11 behind the arc, that's 36%, and the Jackets have not been to the free throw line yet. Individual leaders for Southwood in the rebounding column, Dallas Holmes with 5 and Matthew Nose with 4. In the assist column, Trexler and Blair each with 2. And 2 blocks for Dallas Holmes leads the way in that category for Southwood. Morristown led in rebounding by their point guard, Logan Theobald. He's got 7 all on the defensive end. Hayden Langcable with 5, 2 offensive. Logan Laster with 4. In the assist column, Morristown is led by Logan Laster with 5, Strebel with 2, Langcable with 3, and a block shot in the first half by Trevon Carlton.
H&R Block Halftime Report, Morristown 38, Southwood 29. You're listening to the 1A State Championship on Giant FM.
Take the action with you at Giant FM.
H&R Block with our halftime report. The Morristown Pep Band just off to our right here at Bankers Life. The Morristown crowd behind and to our right with the Southwood faithful across the way. Oak Hill and Forest Park are filling in some of the other nooks and crannies here for the morning session. I'm kind of interested, to be honest with you, how big will the crowd be tonight? You think about it being bigger just because the schools are bigger, but Culver Academy, how well does Bossy travel out of Evansville? We'll see tonight.
Yeah, I think you might see your biggest crowd maybe this morning because Forest Park is starting to fill in, but they're going to take up an entire corner of this arena, much like Southwood is. But with Warren Central, I think, being 31-0, I think you're going to get a lot of Marion County here tonight, and you'll have every school represented in a big way, I think, just to see that Warren Central-Carmel matchup.
Last time they played a one-point game in a conference game, and now it's a state championship. They do that in football all the time. It doesn't happen in basketball, though, all the time, unless maybe you're Carmel.
Well, here's something I think that some of these Indianapolis schools are a little upset about and they don't like is the fact that Carmel gets shipped north in their sectional, and that puts them out of this very competitive Indy sectional. And Carmel, this is what Warren and some of these Indy schools are telling me. They don't like that Carmel gets a little bit easier of a road out of that sectional and regional by getting to travel north.
Morristown by 9, final seconds of halftime counting down. What do you see for these teams, starting with the Jackets third period?
Well, Morristown is in very good shape. If they just keep doing what they're doing, they're going to get more from Langcable. You know that. They've got to limit the offensive rebounds. They've only given up 6, but most of those 6 have garnered second opportunity points for Southwood. If you're Southwood, I think you're a little scared right now because you can't stop Laster. You've not stopped Strevel, and you know Langcable's lurking. He's going to have a better second half, no doubt. So if you're Southwood, you want to get out and get this thing back under control quick. If it gets up to 14 or 15, I don't see Southwood being able to come back.
If you're Southwood, who in one game really this season slowed it down to beat number one Fort Wayne Blackhawks, slowed it down from everything they believe in, and now you come in here and you're getting beat at your game.
Yeah.
It's hard to find some new switch to throw for two periods to win a ball game.
They've got to lock in better defensively, and they've got to start making shots. Blair's 3 for 12 right now. They've got to start making shots, taking higher percentage shots, getting Nose against a mismatch on Carlton possibly. For Morristown, you got to make Nose go to his right. He's a little slower going to his right. He loves going to his left there. But Southwood, really, they can't change too much of who they are at this point, and you don't want to slow it down too much when you're behind.
Strevel, Carlton, Theobald, Langcable, Laster offensively to begin the period for Morristown. Roberts, Trexler, Blair, Nose, and Holmes rounding out the 5 on the floor, and now a trapping 2-3. Defense employed out of the 2-3, and Morristown goes low to Carlton. He's blocked, gets his own rebound, misses the second shot. The rebound's tipped out of bounds, and the baseline official took a moment and then awarded the ball to Southwood.
Well, I like Trevon's enthusiasm there, but once he didn't make the first one, I would have kicked that out and reset the offense. Carlton, a couple of good looks, though, down low.
Blair with a quick drive. Lost the ball on the way up. Strievel throws it ahead to Theobald, who had to track it down and ends up getting pushed from behind. Holmes commits the foul. And I'm telling you, that foul breaking up a fast break may have been a good thing for Morristown the way it was going.
Second foul on Holmes.
Morristown inbounding baseline. Laster to throw in. Tough catch for Strievel ahead of Trexler. Out for Langcable. Nose gambled on the steal. Alley-oop. Carlton for two. A little too much overcommitment in the passing lanes by Southwood. It left Carlton with an open catch toward the baseline. A knock away by Morristown on an entry pass into the post. Theobald front court for Strievel. Step to the rim. Good for two. 18 points. Eli Strievel. Morristown leads 42-29. Roberts doesn't use the screen from Nose. Trexler on the left wing for Blair. In the corner, Trexler into the paint for Nose, and just off the left block, Nose able to settle it over the rim for the bucket. He has 10. Morristown pushing at front court, and Laster is bumped and fouled right at the timeline.
Well, Southwood's going to learn very quickly here. You can't press this Morristown team. Tinley learned that the hard way. Morristown will go right through you and score easy layups all day long.
42-31. Morristown by 11 with Theobald catching backcourt. Strievel, free throw line, Laster. Langcable dribbles into a 15-footer, missed everything but the outside of the net. But Laster under the rim with the rebound. He runs it outside and then turns, drives right back to the rim, and is fouled trying to get the shot off. It was almost like Laster, who caught the rebound on the move, thought, why am I going this way? Because he just turned and took it right back at Southwood and drew the foul. Two free throws for Logan Laster. 14 first half points. First free throw Morristown's taken in this game, and it's good.
You couldn't ask for a better start for Morristown. 5-0 to start this second half.
Started off the second period quick as well in establishing this little bit of a cushion of a lead that continues to grow. Laster, good again. 44-31, the Morristown advantage. Roberts into the corner, Nose. Trexler a flash into the post. Carlton defending on Nose, who gets by him. Falling away, though. Wanted a foul. Didn't get the call. Missed the shot. Laster to the rim. Oh, my! How did he pull that one? Went from the right hand in midair, put it in the left, and banked it in for two. Trexler for three. Off the mark. Nose, weak side rebound. Back up and fouled. He'll go to the line, but the finish by Logan Laster.
Yeah, finger roll from down around his hip, and he really had to make that decision in midair, and just shows the athleticism of Logan Laster.
At the line, Matthew knows his free throw, good. Southwood, a 67% free throw shooting team, knows only at 60%, but he does make a pair this trip. He has 12, and Southwood again with backcourt pressure. 46-33, Morristown throwing over the top for Theobald. Down low, Carlton layup good. And again, Morristown scores against the pressure. 48-33, Morristown lead now at 15. Trexler backing his way in on Theobald. Cross-court pass, Roberts a three, good. Ethan Roberts with a pair of threes, now above his scoring average for the season with 6 points. Morristown with Laster up the sideline, centers the basketball, floater in the paint, missed everything but the backboard. Holmes the rebound, he'll bounce it for Trexler, back to Holmes in the paint, Holmes scores. Dallas Holmes with four, Morristown 48-38, and nearly throwing it away at midcourt. Carlton saves the loose ball, gives to Laster. He wraps around a pass to Theobald, and Theobald steps away from the defender and hits the little jumper. 50-38 Morristown, but Trexler with a run the other way for two.
And you can tell Southwood trying to get this game a little bit helter-skelter here. Morristown doing a nice job breaking this press.
Theobald up the sideline, centers the basketball in the front court. Being guarded hard by Roberts, gives for Langcable. Now Theobald back to Langcable for three, short, long rebound. Blair bouncing ahead to Trexler. He'll take it for two. And Morristown may need a timeout here coming up. Backcourt pressure, Southwood. 50-42, the Morristown lead is down to 8. Strievel high on the right wing. Cross court, Laster. He'll go into the paint. Blocked by Nose. Langcable the rebound to the rim. Can't finish. Rebound, Laster. Count it! And a foul. Logan Laster. And another one of those where it's almost hard to imagine Laster finding the ball, yeah, let alone grabbing it.
Well, he jumps off the floor so quick and high that even if a bigger guy's on him, Laster's going to go above him. Langcable can't buy a bucket right now.
Kyle Krim into the game, replacing Logan Theobald. At the line, Laster to complete a three-point play. He's not able to. Free throw off the mark. Trexler the rebound. 52-42 Morristown, and we're only at the midway point of the third period. Holmes into the paint. Off the dribble. Ball shoots out of his hands. It'll be Morristown basketball. And the under four timeout. Timeout of the floor. We'll take it as well. 3:59 left to go. Third period on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Morristown 52, Southwood 42. You're listening to high school basketball. Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports high school basketball from the 1A state championship being brought to you in part by Cagney. Something for everyone on the menu at Cagney's in Shelbyville. By BP Dock Shop, home of the best tenderloin in Shelbyville. And Acra Automotive, only the best for you. Morristown 52, Southwood 42, 3:59 left to go, fourth period. Went to a basketball game and a track meet broke out.
Well, Southwood, I think you can tell they've changed their plan as far as defensively. They're going to maybe give up a few baskets, but they're going to try to turn Morristown over as many times as they can. I think they're thinking they need more shots here. They need plenty more shots to stay with this Morristown team or come back at this point. So Morristown just needs to slow themselves down mentally, break the press, and if it's not there, bring it out and run their half-court stuff. They don't have to play this pace once they break that press.
Full-court pressure provided by Southwood, 2-2-1. The deep man is Nose. Eli Strievel inbounding backcourt, gets it back, looks in the middle of the backcourt for Laster. He'll dribble it up and get the dribble knocked away. Loose ball on the floor. Carson Blair dives on it, calls for a timeout. He had eye contact with the official across the way, and he gets the call. Could have been a foul on Carlton, who really jumped on top of Blair in the pursuit of the basketball.
Right there is where Laster had the press broken. Just needs to dribble it out and around. He tried to get into the lane, and we heard Ethan Roberts could track people down from behind, and he did right there.
Turnover number 7 for Morristown. Southwood has 10 to this point in the game. Second time we've seen Blair on the floor saving a possession with a timeout. It'll be Southwood ball coming length of the court, and Morristown will settle back into its half-court defense. Kyle Krim, Hayden Langcable, Trevon Carlton, Logan Laster, and Eli Strievel on the floor defensively in a 2-3. Trexler over right side, Roberts. Swing it left for Blair, quickly covered by Krim. And you can't give Blair any room in the half court anywhere. Trexler head fake, step back, a dribble, good for three. Peyton Trexler with his first three, and Southwood draws a bit closer, 52-45. Langcable, Strievel, Langcable across the timeline for Krim. Krim will put it on the floor, lofted cross court to Laster. He'll drive, double pump and score. Defense slow to move to Laster, and he scores. Morristown again by 9. And Trexler dribbling into traffic, ball wrestled away, and a reach-in foul on Morristown. second team foul on Morristown, the first personal on Crimp.
You think Lasser's going to score some points next year?
About 28 a game at the current thought pattern for me now. Inbounding Southwood and Nose with a catch. And look down at the timeline. It's like looking down if you're up high. You shouldn't look. He just avoided maybe a backcourt violation. Here's Blair with a three. No good. Blank cable high for the rebound. Behind the back. Into the front court of the right-handed dribble. Steps through defenders. But I think you're going to get Dallas Holmes with the swipe down from the left side. And the official must have said that ball took a piece of Lang cable out of bounds. Turnover goes to Southwood. 9-point lead, Morristown. Roberts, Holmes, baseline drive, cutoff, up top, Nose, left side, Blair. 2-3 defensively, Morristown. Roberts left open. Missed the three, but barely. Laster the rebound. He'll push it front court, down the pipe, find Krim on the wing. Top of the key is Langkable. Swing it over now for Strebel. Floater outside the paint. Eli Strebel, nicely done. He has 20. 56-45. Morristown again by 11. 2:10 left to play in the period. Holmes in the paint. Again lost the ball on the way up. This time stripped away out of bounds by Morristown.
Holmes has to be stronger down there with the ball.
Inbounding Roberts under the basket. Holmes a catch and shoot three, missed everything. Laster the board. He'll bring it front court, split defenders, bobble the dribble, recover it, and find Strebel, who hits the three. 23 for Strebel. A minute 52 to go in the period. Morristown building the lead again, now up by 14. Backing his way in, Nose. Fall away, jump hook, no good. Rebound knock loose, tracked down by Carlton. He'll give to Langkable. Strebel in the corner. Kyle Krim. Missed the three, but the catch and the lay-in on the scoop up by Langkable. Good for two.
Langkable hasn't scored today as much as usual, but he's done a lot of little things to help this team.
61-45, 16-point lead with a minute 23 left in the third. Blair, awkward-looking runner to the paint, no good. Last through the rebound. He'll bring it up court. Loft it to Carlton. Layup good in transition. Travon Carlton in double figures with 10. The lead grows to 18. Nose on the wing, brings it out front. Under a minute left in the third. Outside Roberts. Blair on the wing toward the corner with Holmes. Pass deflected, recovered by Trexler. Jumper perimeter left is missed. Rebound Langkable. Here comes Morristown up 18. Langkable in the corner. Strebel. Not this time. Rebound tap up. Langkable again for two. It's become a blowout, at least at the moment here in the third. Holmes a runner, no good. Back tap on the rebound. Ball loose. Picked up by Trexler. He'll score for two.
Well, you can see the panic setting in for Southwood. They're mishandling the ball, missing shots. They finally got one there.
Ball tipped away on a long pass up court with 8.2 seconds to go. Morristown will inbound right in front of our broadcast position, sideline front court. Carlton to the bench. Logan Theobald is back on. Krim will throw it in. He's got Strebel baseline. Nobody's seen him just yet. Now Laster, Langkable for three, short. Rebound, knock loose. Strebel counts if it goes, and it's just short as time expires. We're at the end of three. Morristown, 8 minutes away from the 1A state championship, leading Southwood 65-47. You're listening to high school basketball, Giant FM Sports.
FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
8 minutes on the clock and an 18-point lead for the Morristown Yellow Jackets, thanks in part to a 27-18 third period. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, anything Southwood can do, Morristown can do better in this game.
Absolutely. They tried to turn up the heat defensively, and Morristown took advantage like they have all year. Easy baskets against the press.
Southwood basketball to open the fourth period. Up top is Trexler. Outside is Blair. Three ball, no good. Langcable steals the rebound, tipping it to himself, lofting it ahead to Theobald, unable to finish. But Strievel streams in off the left side, and the rebound tip up. Good for two. Nose for Blair. Trexler, Blair again. Morristown zoning. And for Southwood, getting quick shots becoming a bit more difficult. Runner by Trexler, no good from 15. Rebound, Trevon Carlton. He'll give to Langcable. Morris down by 20 with Langcable outside to Theobald. Looking for Strievel is Theobald. Ball deflected, stolen, and the pass ahead by Southwood, stolen right back by Langcable. Krim at the midcourt line. And the ball deflected again. Weiner now in the game, knocks it into the backcourt, and Langcable, like he's blocking going all the way down, fended off Weiner and allowed the ball to go out of bounds. And right now neither team able to get the ball 10 feet up the court one way or the other. Krim for Theobald backcourt, being tracked there by Weiner off the Southwood bench. Langcable back to Theobald between defenders, gives to Langcable. I'm not sure he established himself front court, but he gets the ball to Strievel, who hits the little mid-range baseline jumper. 27 for Eli Strievel. Morristown by 22 with only 6:40 to play, and a drive baseline results in a blocking foul on Hayden Langcable. No bonus situation. Fouls have been few and far between in this game. Krim will sit Logan Laster back in for Morristown. Inbounding baseline, a catch, a three by Nose is off the mark. Rebound at Theobald, he falls down. Holmes picks up the loose ball and scores. 69-49, the Morristown lead. Strievel beats pressure. He'll go right to the rim, fouled on the take up by Matthew Nose. Two free throws coming for Strievel. The only thing left for Southwood down by this amount is to continue to press, and they've done nothing in the press that has bothered Morristown except for really Morristown bobbles of their own near midcourt.
Yeah, if Southwood doesn't start making three-pointers by the truckload, I don't think they have enough time to get back in this game.
Free throw good for Strievel. Weiner will go to the Southwood bench. Roberts is back on. Strievel again. Good again. 71-49 Morristown. Front court, up and off the dribble. Blair, a miss, another one and done as Laster tries to throw length of the court but has it deflected. Stolen by Holmes, and he'll drive coast to coast for two. Dallas Holmes, fourth field goal, 8 points. Under 6 minutes left to go. Morristown a 71-51 lead. Langcable wide open as Carlton. But a cross-court pass, Carlton the layup.
You just can't press these guys.
73-51. Trexler, cross-court pass. Roberts for three. Good. Get the feeling Ethan Roberts might get about 15 a game if he got some more shots. He can hit the three. In the backcourt, after the three, Morristown will lose it out of bounds. Yeah. It goes over to Southwood.
I think Langcable thought that was deflected, but the refs didn't see it that way.
73-54, Holmes catching, leaning in between defenders. Bank up, no good, and Langcable out of nowhere soars for the rebound. He'll push it up court. Cross court pass, Strievel. And just before Eli Strievel was ready to put up another three, Scott McClellan with a timeout. I think for all of the up and down and craziness that Morristown indeed took advantage of in the third, Scott McClellan would be just as soon, let's temper things a bit in the fourth.
Well, I think this timeout is to remind the guys that every pass has to be crisp. Fundamentals have to be solid down the stretch here. You can't get lazy and give quick turnovers and easy baskets to Southwood and give them an opportunity to get back in this game. So right now he's just talking about cleaning things up, making sure your fundamentals are solid, make bounce passes, stay strong with the ball, and Morristown should be good here.
Today's 1A state championship is being brought to you by Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, Your ideas, our resources, solutions that work. Today's game also brought to you by Major Health Partners. Experience the major difference. And McKay Manor, independent living for seniors, safety and security of assisted services. It's getting late in this 1A championship game. 73-54, the Morristown lead at 19, but 5:27 left to go, a game that is certainly not over just yet. One thing that is over, doesn't matter what happens as far as a winner or loser, our basketball broadcast season is over today.
Yeah, we haven't gone this long in a long time. I haven't been a part of a broadcast that has come this far into March, and it's been a fun ride for sure, and we could keep going if Morristown had any more rounds to advance to, but we've certainly enjoyed it, and it's always fun to see one of our local teams move on this far, and for me, especially with this Morristown bunch.
I'm always a little amused by the longer timeouts because coaches are done, and everybody's looking around ready to go because it's longer here with television involved. Morristown, Carlton, Laster, Langcable catching backcourt, Strievel and Theobald on the floor. Langcable being guarded by Weiner, who checked back into the game. Holding out front is Strievel. Bounce pass intended for Laster again, knocked away. Laster has to track it down, and now Langcable bumped and fouled as it is getting very hands-on by the Southwood defense, and finally a foul on Weiner.
One more and Morristown will be in the bonus the rest of the way.
Inbounding sideline scorer's bench is Strievel. He'll loft it backcourt for Langcable. He'll pass ahead to Strievel. In the corner, Laster drives on nose, fouled on the take to the rim, and that will put Morristown in the bonus, and this will be a two-shot foul. Logan Laster, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Morristown as a team, 4 of 5. Free throw good.
Langcable struggled offensively today, but he has 12 boards, 6 assists. He's been doing all the little things since very early in this game.
Second free throw is good. That foul on Matthew Nose, by the way, number 4 on him. 75-54 Morristown. 5 minutes left to go. Holmes a three. No good. Tip up off the rim and now secured by Langcable. He'll throw ahead to Strievel and overthrow him out of bounds. And for Morristown, you don't want to stop attacking.
Yeah.
You don't want to go four corners and try to spread it out, but maybe more diplomatic in your decisions coming down the court. Holmes tried to split defenders. Theobald got both hands on the ball. He wrestles for the ball for 3 or 4 seconds, and I'm not exaggerating the time until the official decides there's a foul call on the reach-in.
The official was behind the Southwood player, and I don't think he saw the Theobald hand on the ball for that long.
Blair, a long three, no. Rebound, turnaround, rejection by Carlton. Rebound, Laster. Up court, Strievel. Wrap around in the corner, Langcable. He'll drive from there and finish with the left hand. Langcable in double figures with 10. Morristown, 77. Southwood, 54. On the left, Trexler, catch and shoot three. Air ball. Out of bounds? No. Great effort at the save. And now it is out of bounds off Southwood. Weiner out. Roberts in. Full court pressure by Southwood, down 23 with 4:15 to play. Catch Laster backcourt, up the sideline, and another Laster pass where he got airborne and tried to make it in the length of Holmes, gets a piece of the ball, deflecting it out of bounds. First down to inbound. And throw backcourt where Langcable runs it down and brings it up, defended by Roberts. Langcable to throw ahead to Laster. into the paint, cross court. Strebel for three. Won't go this time. Back tap on the rebound, and the only guy there is Lang Cable to the front of the rim for two. 79-54 Morristown, 3:45 to play. Holmes stops top key. Off on the right side. Skip pass to the left. Roberts a three, short. Strebel the rebound, throws it ahead to Langcable, and Roberts, in the midst of falling down, just grabbed Langcable by the arm and was called for the foul. Both guys went to the floor, both guys okay. And a free throw and a bonus coming up here for Hayden Langcable. The foul on Roberts, his second. Front end of the one and bonus is good. 80-54, Morristown. Second free throw. Good again. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. And the celebration is beginning behind us with 3:34 remaining on your BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Morristown, 81, Southwood 54 from the 1A State Championship on Giant FM Sports.
It's the inside story on Giant FM Sports.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, getting late in this 1A State Championship and looking more and more as if a state championship trophy is going to be headed down 52 to reside in Morristown. 81-54. Morristown has done everything Southwood would have wanted in this game, but they're just better at it than the Southwood Knights.
Well, you know, I've talked the last couple weeks that until I see a team that can stop Laster and Langcable and now Strevel, I just didn't think anybody after Tindley could beat Morristown. And that's really shown through today. Laster playing on a different level. Strevel almost to 30 points. Langcable's pushing a triple-double. Carlton with 12. Morristown just really showing their offensive punch and capabilities today.
Into the front court, Trexler holding top of the key. Baseline, look at the free throw line rather, and Holmes steps in the middle of the zone, catches and scores. Dallas Holmes with 6 of his 10 here in the fourth period. Full court pressure broken by Morristown. Carlton catches front court. And now Langcable out front. Morristown, 81-56 lead. 3 minutes left in the state championship game. Pass intended for the middle of the zone. Deflected and stolen by Trexler. And then Laster tried to get underneath the dribble and ended up running into Trexler, committing a foul. Langcable's had... needs some better passing decisions. He's had some where he tried to thread the needle, and that one didn't work again. Morristown not yet putting Southwood into the bonus.
Nope.
Southwood ball with Trexler. On the right side, Holmes down to the baseline. Throws it out front to Blair. His three, well short. Trevon Carlton, another rebound. Laster up into the front court. Outside Strebel. Thought about a three. Takes a three. Makes a three. It has been a fantastic showing for Eli Strebel today.
32 points.
84-56. Roberts out front. Blair. Trexler a three. High off the rim miss. Back tack Holmes. Taken down and Blair a three. No good. Carlton the rebound. Langcable throws ahead for Laster. Laster in the paint. In the corner, Strevel for three more. The lead is 31. Holmes a three. The backboard, nothing else. A throw ahead, Laster to Strevel. Hand off, Langcable, dunk. Timeout. Substitutions, both teams waiting at the bench. This game is done.
Yeah. Wow, what a second half for Morristown.
89-56. And wholesale substitutions on both sides. That is the focus of this timeout. Wow, what a show. We thought in this game we could very well be in for an 80-70 contest. Well, one team has been able to handle that.
Southwood just hasn't been able to make enough baskets. They haven't been able to stay up with this Jackets team. And I think for the third week in a row, I think people are just surprised at how offensively efficient this Morristown team is. And Southwood just not on the same level today.
Ready to check in for Morristown. We will see Chance Collingwood. We will see Cameron Krim. We will see Daniel Brenneman. We will see Matty Livesey. And I think Kyle Krim on the floor right now as well for Morristown, yep, with Drake Moore and Sawyer Jones. They're waiting in the wings, hoping they get a shot here as well. And if the benches could play at the same pace the rest of the game has been played, there's shots to be taken, yeah, at 148.
Yeah. Morristown, 54% from the field, 37 of 68.
Both teams have taken, yeah, 68 field goal attempts in this game.
7 of 18 behind the arc for Morristown. Southwood just 5 of 32.
Now to look ahead as we have time to do so. In recent weeks, thankfully, you've heard extended post games, a lot of reaction from players and coaches. It is my doubt there will be as much of that in this game. There is a second game looming. Yeah. There is TV in control. The nets come down. The players have responsibilities in the media room, which is across the way from us.
And we got a lot of families who are heading to Florida. They're on spring break. They've had to delay their vacations. We got a lot of families that are going to be getting the heck out of here.
Collingwood, Livesey, and Brenneman on the back line of a 2-3 defense. Kyle Krim, Cameron Krim out on the front two. Southwood basketball, no regulars on the floor with the exception of Kyle Krim and Daniel Brenneman, who get a lot of time right now. Over shot, miss in the paint. Chance Collingwood with a defensive rebound for Morristown. Krim, Livesey, Cameron Krim. Livesey holds out front. Drake Moore waits down at the scorer's bench for Morristown. Cameron Krim gets a jumper off. Back rim no good. Collingwood hand on the rebound, but he couldn't contain it. Taken away by Southwood. Sawyer Jones also makes his way down the scorer's bench. He'll check in next opportunity. Southwood down low. Final minute of play. Penetrating move. Jumper from 15, no good. Rebound tapped around. Rebound defensively, Kyle Krim. He'll push it up court. And a timeout taken by Scott McClellan. He wants to make sure his final two changes are made with Moore and Jones.
Both Krims check out.
Kyle Krim picked up by Scott McClellan as he exits the game. And he will leave with Cameron. Daniel Brenneman still on the floor. Drake Moore with a touch in the backcourt. Here is Livesey with it. Off the hands of Moore at midcourt. A steal for Southwood. A drive the other way and a layup by number 12, Quentin Perry. 29 seconds left in this state championship victory for Morristown. A knock away by Southwood. Perry's going to try it again. He'll get a second layup back-to-back off the bench by Quentin Perry. Down to 15. 12. Drake Moore across the timeline. Brenneman. Moore holds. 3-2-1. The Morristown Yellow Jackets are the 2018 1A Boys Basketball State Champions. The final on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard from Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Morristown 89, Southwood 60. Coming up, our post game brought to you by Cagney's on Giant FM Sports.
Well, I like to take the action with you at Giant FM.
Our post game from Bankers Life Fieldhouse is brought to you by Cagney's in Shelbyville. Something on the menu for everyone at Cagney's in Shelbyville. Our final. Morristown claims the 1A state championship, defeating Southwood 89-60. we will never get to see Morristown play, for instance, Fort Wayne Blackhawk.
You're right.
But state champions aren't always necessarily the best team in their class. I'm not so certain Morristown isn't the best in all of 1A.
Absolutely. You know, we don't. Fort Wayne Blackhawk didn't get here. Southwood knocked them off. Morristown knocks off Southwood convincingly. And Morristown, for this year, has been the best team in Class A, and they proved that here today.
Morristown wins the title on the podium, though, right now, before medals are issued to the state champs, is Carson Blair. He wins the Mental Attitude Award. And this Southwood team, outside of a 2002 football state championship, this senior class led by Blair is the winningest in program history, football and basketball.
Well, when you're at a small school and you get a class like they have here to come through and be together, you're going to have special things happen. They may take a step back next year, but when you've got a class of seniors that have excelled the way they have and scored the points and played as well as they have, you're going to have great success, and Southwood's done that. And you see Morristown with Hayden Langcable and Eli Strievel and Chance Collingworth, or Collingwood, excuse me, and Daniel Brenneman, a good senior class can take a small school a long way.
Morristown to be represented with the nets coming down, and to give you an idea how quick this goes, they've actually removed half of the net, so you get to go down and cut down the rest of it on both ends, along with the medals that will be issued coming up shortly. Let's go to some of the numbers in this Morristown victory. We nearly had a record for most points in the 1A game. Eli Strievel finishes with 35, just off the 37 pace set by Zane Bowman in the Bar Reeve versus Rossville game in 2002. Oh, and the 37 by Brock Graves for Bar Reeve against Rossville in the very same game back in 2002.
Well, just an outstanding day for Eli Strievel. 14 of 18 from the field, 5 of 8 from three-point range, 2 for 2 from the line, pulled down 4 rebounds, dished out 3 assists. An absolutely amazing game. Best game we've ever seen Strievel play on the biggest stage.
Logan Laster, 24 points.
Triple-double today for Logan Laster, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. Just an unbelievable performance. He put himself on the map for next year. He's going to come back next year and lead this team. And everybody in the state of Indiana knows who Logan Laster is.
Hayden Langcable, 16 points. We know that number is not something we attach to him very often, something in the teens. But rebounding follows to get shots. He was the guy scrapping for the loose balls today.
Hayden Langcable, everybody knows without him, Morristown's not here. He had a tough day from the field, but you mentioned 6 offensive rebounds, 14 total rebounds, 6 assists, a block, 2 steals. Defensively, he was a man. Hayden Langcable didn't shoot the ball well, but without him, Morristown nowhere near this game today.
Trevon Carlton with a dozen. 6 came in the third when we started to realize this game was getting away from Southwood.
Well, Trevon, 6 of 9 from the field, 6 rebounds, and you know, he just kind of kept floating back down the floor and found himself with a wide open layup several times and did a lot. He really spread his game out throughout the four quarters. I thought he got some good put-ins, putbacks early. He was always in that right spot, like we've talked about Trevon Carlton for the last 2 years. He just knows where to be, and with Morristown's guards, they find him, and he just lays it in.
Logan Theobald with 2, and I remember led this team in rebounding in the first half.
Yeah, 7 rebounds at half, didn't get any more in the second, but handed out 4 assists, got a steal, and a good job handling the ball today. Only 2 turnovers for a kid who handled the ball most of the day for the Jackets.
Kyle Krim, Drake Moore, Matty Livesey, Daniel Brenneman, Cameron Krim, Sawyer Jones, and Chance Collingwood all appeared in this game but did not score. For Southwood, 3 players in double figures, led by Peyton Trexler with 18 points. But when you think about the start that Trexler got off to in this game, he had 7 in the first period. He was getting to the rim whenever he wanted. Him finishing with 18 doesn't seem like a scary number.
No, and a lot of those were just kind of sloppy baskets that came off of Morristown really self-inflicted turnovers there in the second half. So Morristown, after that early start, I thought they made an adjustment or two on Trexler and Blair and Nose, and I thought that was the key to Morristown really starting to extend that lead out, and then obviously that 51-31 second half just put it away.
On the day, Matthew Nose with 12 points, but 8 of those were in the first period. Dallas Holmes finished with 10. Carson Blair will graduate as the all-time leading scorer in Wabash County history. However, 5 last week in the victory over Blackhawk, only 7 today in the loss.
Yeah, Carson struggled mightily from the field, 3 of 20, only 1 three-pointer out of 12 attempts. You feel bad for the kid, but he left everything out there, and much like Langcable, without Carson Blair, I'm sure Southwood's nowhere close to this game.
Ethan Roberts hit 3 threes. He scored 9. And Quentin Perry, late in the ballgame, had 4 on a couple of layups in the final minute for Southwood. The final, 89-60. Your breakdown of individual scoring as Morristown now takes to the podium, and they are awarded their individual medals for winning the 1A championship.
Well, we're at Bankers Life. The facilities are nicer. The stats are nicer. These are stats here I don't normally keep, but because we get these nice printouts here, Morristown points in the paint, 52, Southwood 36. Points off turnovers, Morristown 14, Southwood 10. Second chance points, Morristown 16, Southwood 10. And here's the big number, fast break points, Morristown 29, Southwood 6. We had one tie, and the lead changed hands 5 times, but not in the second half as Morristown led from the start of that third quarter all the way through the final buzzer.
They're down now to the coaches. Russ Kuhn taking to the podium, receiving his medallion. Paul Schwartz follows him.
It's good to see Russ Kuhn up there. I coached that kid when he was in sixth grade, and he's turned into a fine young man and learned a lot, I know, on this staff the last couple of years. Russ is one of my favorites.
Kevin Krim and now Scott McClellan and Lowell Albertson with his medal as well.
Lowell Albertson,
athletic director Josh Johnson.
Albertson, longtime athletic director at Morristown. He just can't get away from the school. It's ingrained in him. He's always around. He's got to be always around, and I know he's the happiest when he's at that school.
I know the celebration is on for now, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. How can you graduate nearly 3,500 points and come back next year with what should be a very good Morristown basketball team?
Well, I think, for one, you've got Logan Laster coming back, and we saw today what he's capable of. You've got an experienced player in Trevon Carlton. Logan Theobald has come a long way, and I think he'll go to a different level next year with more responsibilities. And I think Kyle Krim's going to take another step into his development offensively, and he'll be able to pick up some of that scoring slack that graduates, but they won't maybe be as good early. But look for this Morristown team to contend for yet another Shelby County tournament and another sectional championship for sure next year.
Hayden Langcable will take care of one net. On the far end, Eli Strievel will take care of the rest of the net on the other side. That, again, is how quickly things move along. The only exception to the rule is the 4A game later tonight, because there's nothing else after it. And in part because newspapers that are on a deadline have to scramble and hurry. So we're going to be taking you through a few more news and notes, our Giant FM Sports Player of the Game, and then we've got some responsibilities as well. Headed toward the media room following these Yellow Jackets, and Logan Laster has a trophy that's about half his body height right now.
Just an outstanding game for Morristown. You know, we kind of had most of that fourth quarter to let it sink in, so our emotions are, well, my emotions are in check a little bit more than they might have been in that early third quarter. But, you know, Morristown, just it's just amazing to see them hold that trophy out there on the floor.
We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Cagney's post-game report. Our final, Morristown 89, Southwood 60. This is the 1A State Championship on Giant FM.
FM Sports.
A final time from Bankers Live Fieldhouse. Championship today for Morristown for the first time ever in boys basketball. Beating up on Southwood, particularly in the second half, 89-60. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker. We didn't actually get into it during the break, so let's get into it on live radio. Time now to name our Giant FM Sports Player of the Game. Probably two primary candidates today for Morristown in the win.
Yeah, I think we just need to stick with two guys. I mean, Lane Cable, obviously, you know, I mentioned it earlier, Morristown's not here without him, but the two guys that shine today, I thought, obviously, Logan Laster and Eli Streetville, and if you don't mind, we'll give it to both guys. Laster, 19 of 14 from the field. Streetville, 14 of 18. 24 for Logan, 35, two away from breaking the single-game Class A state championship record for Streetville. He played his best game in his high school career on the biggest stage. Laster, a glimpse of what could become Morristown's leader next year. Just an outstanding game. Couldn't be more proud of these guys. Lane Cable, Carlton, Theobald, everybody today. Just this is truly why Morristown has said they're a team, and they've been a team all year. It's not been just about Hayden Lane Cable, and today showed that more than any.
Morristown will bring a state championship trophy home for the first time since the girls did it in volleyball back in 03, second title in the school's history, and now that will join the one brought home by its fellow Shelby Eastern School, Waldron, back in the mid-2000s in what turned out to be a dominating state championship game performance. Not as wide a margin, but the Mohawks led by Justin and Jordan Barnard, they dominated Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian when they came up here back
Waldron,
in 04.
Yeah, Waldron dominated with size. Morristown has dominated all year with their perimeter play and their guard play. But I thought the stat of the day is points in the paint. And a lot of that is just because they got a lot of breakaways off of press and how good Laster and Lane Cable are of getting into the lane. Morristown, 52 points in the paint today.
This one will resonate for a while. No more games to be played, but the feeling will have a lasting maybe until we get together for Derby Days coming up months down the road. Morristown a winner today, 89-60. Our congratulations to head coach Scott McClellan and everyone associated with the program on their championship here. It's been our pleasure to be a part of it. We want to thank all of our sponsors who have been with us since the opening of this high school basketball season all the way through here to a March finish. I'm not sure what it looks like outside. We came in as the snow began, but it may not look like March.
Yeah, our old broadcast partner Gary Hamner just sent me a text saying it's not too bad yet outside, so hopefully Morristown and all these fans can get to where they're going this afternoon. I bet you a lot of them will stay around for what will be a great 2A game as well, Forest Park and Oak Hill.
Our final score here, again, from Bankers Live Fieldhouse, Morristown, your 1A boys basketball state champ, defeating 89-60. For Jason Parker, I'm Johnny McCrory. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. If you're traveling, please be safe on the roadways. Thanks for being with us. So long, everybody.
High school basketball is brought to you by Blue River Restoration, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, McKay Manor, First Bank Shelbyville, Acra Automotive. High school basketball is also brought to you by Cagney's Pizza King, Sandman Brothers, J&B Quality Home Furnishing, Stanley Jones Insurance, Major Health Partners, BP Dock Shops, Christian Electric, Hoosier Realtor, Penny Acres, Clark Orthodontics, Shelby Materials, H&R Block, Maximum Results. This has been a copyrighted broadcast of Giant FM Sports.